Volunteer Marianne Kinchin. Hope someone's on the other line.
Hi, how are you this evening?
The message is the same every time.
And we're just calling as many people as we can today to remind them of Election Day, November 5th.
Democrats in Easton, like Kinchin, have spent their Tuesday nights making calls and asking people to show up.
We got to get the vote out. You know, the Republicans always vote. The Democrats, if there's rain.
Even though registered Democrats outnumber registered Republicans in the county by more than 20,000, it doesn't guarantee victory. Northampton County Republican Committee Chair Lee Snover agrees.
It's like a moment in time with them on Election Day. And if they feel the Republicans are on the uptick or they have something to offer and the right message, we win elections.
Northampton County is one that both parties are watching, a bellwether for the 2020 presidential election. In 2012, Northampton voted Democrat. So did the state and the country. And in 2016, three counties flipped from Democrat to Republican. Northampton was one of them. Muhlenberg College political scientist Chris Borick says Northampton County draws candidates from both parties year after year.
It is a microcosm of Pennsylvania and to a lesser degree a microcosm of the United States. You have small towns like Nazareth or Hellertown that are these places that have their own political identities kind of mixed. You could see they're actually little bellwethers within the county in which way they go.
Both parties say the county's undecided voters are the ones they're after. Bethlehem Democrat Michael Laws explains.
So you really want the new votes, the people that haven't participated. And that's what we're really going to focus on in phone banks and also getting out the vote, knocking on doors.
The latest numbers from the county show there are close to 40,000 registered voters who aren't Republican or Democrat. 26,000 have no party affiliation and 3,000 are registered as independent. The rest belong to more than 80 other parties. Here's Muhlenberg's Chris Borick.
Because there are enough voters in the county that are available to flip, and then what you saw in 2018 with Democrats dominating, that means there's some vacillation. And when there's variability in a race, campaigns are going to work for those voters.
With the 2019 races wrapping up, all eyes are on next year. And as Republican Lee Snover says, the candidates running for president. From Northampton County, I'm Stephen Jewenmaul, WLVR News.